Rolla E. Lewis, Wandering with Mindful Wonderment, Special Edition, Transmaterial Worlding, 2026, Murmurations, Journal of Transformative Systemic Practice. Abstract. This article extends and shares practices inspired by Simon and Salter's 2019 Transmaterial Worlding Beyond Human Systems. This article argues that there is a need for wandering and finding or creating diverse transmaterial worlding and practices that transcend Western binaries and hierarchical thinking in order to foster dreams of ecological civilizations. The article shares ways to seek sacred spaces within a pluralverse of worldviews by embracing an eco-relational mindset informed by non-anthropocentric Western, Eastern, Indigenous, and other process wisdom traditions, as well as science. The narrative and storied intention is to engage mindful wonderment and wander within an enmeshed, entangled, natural, cultural, eco-relational worlding story by playfully integrating transmaterial worlding into an alternative gyrovag lineage connected to Ionian, Chinese, and indigenous wisdom, pointing to possibilities for ecological civilizations. The diverse process wisdom streams are connected to contemporary eco-relational practices like lifescaping action research, eco-participatory forest walking, and mutual aid efforts. The Lifescaping Action Research section summarizes how diverse international co-researchers developed relationships with specific trees in their countries. The eco-relational forest walking practices activities deepen human-to-human and human-to-more-than-human connection. Specific eco-relational practices include reciting loving-kindness mettas, practicing Qigong, standing like a tree, reciting poetry to trees, and community building that extends beyond the forest walking practices into support for protests, actions resisting the fascist drift in the USA, and hope for emerging ecological civilizations. Wandering with Mindful Wonderment, Rolla E. Lewis, Professor Emeritus, California State University, East Bay. Transmaterial worlding opens fresh ways to be in the world with other people, other flora, fauna, and geological material. Transmaterial worlding is a process recognizing humans are not merely in the world, they are of the world, fully as participants in an eco-relational pluralverse, in which many worlds fit together harmoniously. Escobar, 2021, page 250. Emphasizing Barad's 2007 continuous process of interbecoming within and between species and manner, Simon and Salter's 2019 Transmaterial Worlding Construct reframes and extends the notion of social to include human and non-human participants. We dwell as vibrant eco-relational becomings, not as static beings with essential selves. Eco-relational simply means we are always in relationships with a more than human world. Transmaterial worlding decenters humans and challenges anthropocentric presuppositions underlying much of Western philosophy as well as the human and natural sciences. This article offers pathways and practices that transcend Western binaries and hierarchical thinking. We playfully wander with mindful wonderment, braiding cords from sacred spaces, from a pluralverse of worldviews that point toward possibilities for ecological civilizations. Chris, 2019, Lent, 2026, Matthew's 2023. Braided throughout the article is an eco-relational mindset informed by non-anthropocentric Western, Eastern, Indigenous, and other process traditions. Example, Ames 2024, Barad 2007, Aiken 2007, Escobar 2021, Gearing 2002, Goodchild 2022, Nell 2024, Webb 2025. To avoid any high horse anthropocentric positioning, the next section shares mindful wonderment as a practice weaving humility and openness into practices for cultivating an expressive sense of openness and play within an enmeshed, entangled, natural, cultural, eco-relational process world. That is to say, mindful transmaterial worlding. The section after that plays with my own philosophical lineage. Where are you coming from? Followed by a section sharing three pluriversal process wisdom lineage milestones that mark my wandering. Then a section on life-scaping action research with people and trees. And finally, a section that shares participatory forest practices designed to nurture nature and human connectedness. This wandering article is about transmaterial worlding as a process for fostering connection and community with humans and our pluriversal eco-relational world. It is an engaged enactment pointing to the possibilities for ecological civilizations. Mindful wonderment. Mindful wonderment begins by cultivating a sense of play and staying open to divergent possibilities. Lewis Linsky, Mudpothai, Cartwright, 2010. Thomas Nell, 2024, asserts, quotes, "Perhaps a better way to think of the project of human life and knowledge, including the study of knowledge itself, philosophy, is a process of play, where we work together to try things out with caution and without guarantees," end quotes, page 238. Play and wonder help us as eco-relational beings to try things out in our relationships with each other and the ecosystems where we dwell as participatory beings. Gergen, 2009, Kimmerer, 2014, Nell, 2024, and Noss, 2002. Wonder is embodied. Indigenous researcher Wilson, 2008, reflects that wonder nurtures an awareness that we are the relationships that we are part of and hold. Wonder involves open, provisional, embodied relationships, eco-relationships, existing in webs, networks, meshwork, and connections to everything else. Mindful wonderment emerged from working with a group of co-researchers to counter any desire to make premature conclusions and judgments. Mindful wonderment helped us to humbly slow down, embrace the provisional, and maintain openness to learning. Lewis et al., 2010. Mindful wonderment requires an awareness to not force answers, sit with uncertainty, and embrace a deeper ecological understanding. Mindful wonderment, like, quotes, transmaterial worlding, evokes ecological and contextual curiosity and invites questions that pay attention to relational affect involving a more than human relating. Simon and end of quotes. Simon and Salter, 2019, page 8. Open curiosity comes from slowing down, paying attention, and focusing awareness enough to wonder about little things that might be connected to larger things. In the next section, I wonder and play with the notion of my own philosophical lineage. A philosophical gyrovags lineage. I offer this lineage as a storied perspective emerging from conversations, readings, perhaps misreadings too, and practices that shape the world I see and dwell within. as well as my dream of ecological civilizations. Any lineage story helps connect space-time mattering, those forces producing the material cultural worlds through interactions between human and non-human matter. Understanding that time is entangled in spaces and with space and matter. Barad, 2007. As I compose this story, a do-it-yourself, non-anthropocentric philosophical bricolage, I recognize my cutting and filtering shapes, quotes, An Ethic of Worlding, Barad, 2007, page 392. Worlding is a continuous, ongoing, eco-relational process where we are responding to and actively bringing the world into being. There are no fixed pre-existing entities. The world and matter are inherently dynamic and emerge in context. Even this text that is written becomes a world I will respond to from a different perspective as a reader. If the writing is still in draft, I will change it. If it is in the hands of an editor, at some point they will tell me to stop and print it, leaving a static record. Thus, in this article, I will share what I can in this composing moment and maintain a sense of wonder and play as I wander in at my learning edge, bearing in mind, quotes, we are of the universe. There is no inside, no outside. There is only intra-acting from within and as part of the world in its becoming. Broad, 2007, page 396. Transmaterial worlding opens us to a mindful wonderment of becoming as process and possibilities for ecological civilizations. In terms of offering my own pluriversal process wisdom lineage, I am informed by process philosopher Alfred North Whitehead, who said in 1925, quotes, modern science has imposed on humanity the need for wandering, page 207. I playfully call myself an eco-relational gyrovague, a non-anthropocentric pluriversal process wisdom monk, who, in my case, I am no monk wandering monastery to monastery. I wander from process philosophical thought to practices while maintaining a radical openness along the way to possibilities for feeling and experiencing connectedness, creativity, and freedom. Ames, 2024, Barad, 2007, Gearing, 2002, Gergen, 2009, Lawson, 2001, Matthews, 2021, 2023, Messley, 2008, Nass, 2002, Nail, 2024, Simon and Salter, 2019, Solnit, 2026, Vasilek, 2022. During the Middle Ages, gyrovagues were monks with no leader and viewed as a bit wild. Monks committed to order and control like Benedictines gave the wandering monks the name and mocked gyrovagues as walking in circles, meaning gyrovagues were lost. Regardless, gyrovagues could be playful and could be rascals, like embodied Western versions of Native American tricksters whose crow and coyote stories depict both wise and foolish acts, rich in life lessons and learning power in a world defined by kinship with everything. The wandering gyrovagues would have been scary for monks and village dwellers embracing a static, dualistic, hierarchical worldview. Gyrovagues represented a floating population, like today's homeless, stateless, vagrant nomads, etc., where over a billion people in the world are wandering, flowing migrant population. Wandering people threaten the status quo, Nail, 2015. Any eco-relational gyrovague engaged in transmaterial worlding is a threat to the Western status quo, founded on hierarchical power, human exceptionalism, and a colonial mindset. The status quo is afraid of shifting away from a seemingly comfortable cultural anthropocentrism because it means opening the door to radical transformation. Web 2025. I am trying to open the door a bit with the eco-relational gyrovague construct and possibilities for creating ecological civilizations, where I playfully show roots in the pluriversal process wisdom lineage. A philosophical bricolage drawn from diverse roots in Ionian, Roman, Native American, Western, Eastern, and other indigenous wisdom traditions, as well as contemporary science and process philosophy. Every becoming process draws upon numerous deep roots, if you look. At its core, transmaterial worlding is a non-anthropocentric eco-relational process. The pluriversal process wisdom lineage challenges anthropocentrism too. There is an appreciation that we are ever learning, especially when we are mindfully open ourselves to an awareness that we are always becoming, embracing ourselves and the world as verbs, as dynamic eco-relational processes and not as nouns or static things. This pluriversal process wisdom lineage recognizes there is no stasis, only regimes of eco-relational circulation. The pluriversal process wisdom lineage roots reach down in time into a philosophical bricolage. The Ionian philosopher Heraclitus, 540 to 480 BCE, is famous for saying everything flows. Epicurus, 341-270 BCE in Greece, and Lucretius, 99-55 BCE in Rome, developed process philosophies as well. There are no static forms, only emergent habits, flows, and cycles that circulate into metastable patterns that may repeat only to move slightly differently, like whirlpools or eddies in a river, Nail 2024. Similarly, Lao Tzu, 571 BCE, in China embraced the Wei, an ineffable force, Qi, flowing through all things as they changed and transformed. My pluriversal process wisdom lineage easily recognizes transmaterial worlding as a continuous movement that breaks through a static reality and ideologies of isolation into cosmologies of interconnectedness and community diversity. Reality gets defined as an interconnected process emerging from a past, flowing into an open future. It is dynamic, changing, and always becoming and learning. I am merely wandering and planting a possibility dream of ecological civilizations emerging. What do I do as an eco-relational gyrovague, embracing a pluriversal process wisdom lineage guided by transmaterial worlding and ecological practices? As a professor emeritus, counselor, teacher, citizen, and family member working in university, institute, and community contexts, roles shift and perceptions of me do too. In each of those roles, I deeply listen and hopefully express an eco-relational sensibility that we are part of a dynamic living ecology. My conversations, dialogues, and living practices bring out an expression that we are learning animals living in a world that is in process, an ever-changing dance, and dreaming a possibility of an ecological civilization for my grandchildren. There is no static place in time or being in our person where we arrive. There is only becoming, growth, and development in relationships. Or as Simon and Salter, 2019, put it, quotes, "We are always in process of becoming in relationship and creating social worlds through our engagement with and as parts of the world, human and otherwise. We do not live in ecology. We are ecology," end quotes, page 2. That is to say, transmaterial worldings are ongoing eco-relationships with other people and the more than human world where we are woven into ecology. I am pedestrian and slow, recognizing nature culture speed limits. Listening helps me slow the pace and respond more compassionately. Take a breath together. Sip some tea. Listen for the possibilities emerging in the conversation with others. In such transmaterial worlding conversations and dialogues, I wander and avoid creeds, dogmas, certainties, etc. Pluriversal process wisdom is guided by a solar ethics of motion, worlding, and care, where we freely enhance human learning power and joy while responsibly co-inhabiting the world with others, people, trees, rocks, the entire living system. Barad, 2007. Kupik, 1995. Nell, 2020-2024. Simon and Salter, 2019. Responsibility means confronting our anthropocentric blinders, drawing upon indigenous wisdom, scientific understanding, and philosophic and religious insights. We are nature naturing. We co-inhabit with. We are co-inhabiting the world with other people and animals, and also with rivers, oceans, rocks, moving in space-time. This radical shift to a solar ethics of worlding, motion, and care opens me to possibilities for expressive conversations, embracing contemporary efforts to think like a commoner and celebrating thinkers who recognize that we make the world and we can make it differently as active and engaged learners and citizens. We can make ecological civilizations. Bollier, 2019, Chris, 2019, Graeber, 2024, Lent, 2026, Solnit, 2026, Wallace, 2020. Local actions are tied to more lofty ambitions like ecological civilization by enacting concrete process wisdom practices embodying transmaterial worlding in action. We will find out more about such practices as we wander into other sections below. In my wandering, practicing transmaterial worlding as an eco-relational gyrovague in a transmaterial worlding pluriversal process wisdom lineage, I embrace and teach possibilism. The assumption that the future is in principle completely open. Anything can happen. NASS, 2002, page 4. No certain and positive knowledge is possible. Only imagination sets limits to what life can become. Possibilism encourages pluriversal process wisdom practitioners to lean into uncertainty, not to fear uncertainty or feed anxiety by pushing for quick closure. This opens new possibilities for human sense-making as action-oriented, interactional, expressive, and contextual in nature. We are relational and participatory nature beings, and the world remains open to being engaged and re-engaged in new ways. Possibilism points toward mindful wonderment, awe, and creative response to living life and taking action to produce a world where we want to live, a world where we want to give to our children an ecological civilization. My possibilism finds some connection with Dewey's immediate empiricism and the primacy of practice. We are always becoming fluid, bubbling with possibilities for bringing something new into existence with always with others. Clayton, Archie, Sachs, and Steiner, 2021. Such transmaterial worlding invites us to see co-production as including of all animate and inanimate matter, decentering the idea of humans alone in the world and opening us to a relational pluriverse that includes the more than human. Escobar, 2024. To get a feel for cultivating pluriversal and transmaterial worlding process wisdom, I offer three milestones that mark my wandering path, after which I share learning stories and practices involving mindful wonderment, deepen what I have shared about life-scaping action and research, and close by sharing concrete participatory forest walking practices that create more life-enhancing space and places for and with others, both human and more than human. Three milestones on my wandering path. Below are three milestones with diverse origins that mark my wandering transmaterial worlding path in different ways. One marks a historical moment in Ionia, BC, 1150 to 560, when relationships with others based on shared values, freedom and equality, displaced tribal affiliation. Two, when Chinese Taoists, BCE 550 to today, influenced their culture to wonder what can be done to enhance the possibilities for making a path with others. Three, a wise contemporary Native American woman scientist offers the world a perspective about how to cultivate becoming indigenous. Milestone one, Kojin Karatani, 2012, is an excellent source for informing our own transmaterial worlding process by meditating on the Ionian process philosophers, frequently mischaracterized as pre-Socratic, who stand in contrast to later Greek ontological philosophers, Plato and Aristotle. The key points Karatani makes captures a remarkable time in history where the concept of isonomia, or no rule, revealed a way of relating to each other as persons equal and free. Freedom involved being free to roam, wander, and to move on from one place to another. The Ionians were colonists moving into a largely uninhabited land. They were people from diverse Greek tribes and other regions, including Phoenicia. Since they were diverse, Ionians formed non-tribal affiliations based on agreements and oaths to each other. They developed a pluriversal process wisdom by fostering relationships based on the principles of freedom and equality. Slavery was not integral to the Ionian economy. The city-states took shape as part of independent farming, trade, and manufacturer affiliations. The Ionian natural philosophers rejected personified gods and teleological worldviews. They understood humans were part of the natural world. They directed their inquiry to the nature of the natural world and were concerned with an ethics of how to live. They viewed all matter as having life. Thales, who came from Phoenicia, is reported to say, quotes, all things are full of gods, unquote, Karatani, page 59. His was a philosophy of panpsychism, everything is alive. The Ionian philosophers refused to entertain the idea of final cause, quotes, nature becoming in of itself differs from making precisely because it is not cause or aim, Karatani. Their love of practical knowledge developed into, quotes, a habit of leading by hypothesis, end quotes, Karatani, page 93. Theory and practice were joined in ways becoming and living. The Ionians placed great value on technology, developing sheep shears, rotary kern, wine press, and the crane. They were a society of practice, perhaps even an ecological civilization. In their pluriversal transmaterial worlding process, they developed a continuous ongoing relationship with the world and with others in their local context. We wander from Ionia and Greek culture to Chinese culture in the next milestone. Milestone two. Roger Ames, 2024, masterfully describes Chinese zotology as a path for practicing the art of living. Zotological thinking is a radical empiricism that gives primacy to vital relationality, always expressed uniquely in particular cultural traditions, unquote, Ames, page 41. The Chinese tradition might be better understood by looking at the Greek dialectical argument that asks, quote, what is truth, end quote, in contrast to the Chinese consensus approach that asks, quote, where is the way, end quotes. The Tao is a path to making our way together. There is a deep difference between truth seekers and way seekers. Greek ontology has roots in Plato and Aristotle, who offer a, quote, a science of being, unquote, whereas the zotological way seeking assumes knowing is doing and that such knowing is situation specific and action oriented. Ames, 2024, page 68. Actions are not judged primarily in terms of binaries such as good, bad, right, wrong, true, false, but in terms of bringing about what is proposed. The Chinese ask, what is being done to enhance the possibilities before us? The Chinese transmaterial worlding process focuses on the art of living in harmony with the natural world within the culture where one dwells, their own version of ecological civilization. The next milestone is embodied in a Native American scholar who invites us to be indigenous. Milestone 3. Robin Wall Kimmerer, 2013, shares her development as a Native American person and her path to becoming an ecological scientist teaching at a university. Like other indigenous scholar, Melanie Goodchild, 2022, Kimmerer illustrates how difficult it is to transcend Western binaries and hierarchical thinking, work as a scientist in sacred space between worldviews, and to openly embrace an eco-relationality informed by indigenous wisdom. Her transmaterial worlding process breaks beyond binaries by integrating indigenous wisdom and Western science in ways that offer a richer natural cultural understanding. She points out, quotes, for all of us, becoming indigenous to a place means living as if your children's future mattered, to take care of the land as if our lives, both material and spiritual, depended on it, end quotes. Kimmerer, 2013, page 9. She encourages readers to listen to the elders who advised her to go among, quote, the standing people, trees, the bird people, the rock people. In considering her teaching, she recognizes, quote, the land is the real teacher. All we need as students is mindfulness. Paying attention is a form of reciprocity with the living world, receiving gifts with open eyes and open heart, end quotes. Kimmerer, page 222, 2013. Kimmerer is recognized as a visionary who approaches her study with humility, reverence, and an open mind. Webb, 2025. She is calling us to start listening and learning with open hearts about our natural transmaterial kinship. The remainder of this article offers ways of engaging transmaterial worlding via stories and practices involving mindful wonderment, life-scaping action research, and participatory forest walking. Transmaterial worlding is woven into mindful wonderment, life-scaping action research, and eco-relational forest walking practices. Mindful wonderment is a practice that focuses awareness on staying open, keeping our mind, heart, and sense of vibrant possibilities open. Life-scaping action research is an active engagement with others to bring about a more desirable world with them. Participatory forest walking involves eco-relational practices designed to enhance our awareness, appreciation, connected connection to and participation with the more than human world, ways that deepen our sense of beauty, appreciation of life, and responsibility to those human and more than human communities where we dwell in interdependence and reciprocity. In the next section, we will find out how mindful wonderment informed an international group of researchers who slowed down to the speed of trees. Lifescaping Action Research, Trees and People. This section is a summary of two threads from Lifescaping Action Research with Trees, a Grove in a Process Pluralverse, Lewis Salter, Myanmi, White House, and Naragu in press. Due to space, it contains only two co-researcher voices. Our Trees and People research emerged as a response to Curio and Reason's 2021 cooperative inquiry with rivers, which was grounded on onopoetics, viewing reality and understanding the world as a community presence. That is to say, onopoetics is a communicative engagement of self and the world with the self, Matthews, 2021, 2023. Our research was deep and informed by Salter and Simon, 2019, and Muraka, 2016. These papers were circulated at the start of our project and were prompts for us in our conversations. As a group of social constructionist co-researchers, our inquiry involved developing a personal relationship with different individual trees that we each selected based on our own geographies, Kenya, Wales, Japan, Guatemala, and the United States. We embraced Nail's notion. There can be and certainly are multiple coexisting descriptions of the same things from different perspectives, 2024, page 24. We cultivated space where each of our stories could simply exist within a pluralversal and eco-relational process, with no pressure to justify them. Each researcher was cultivating a witness with their tree, Shatter, 2011. We let this tree or person stand this way, and that tree or person stand another way. All were connected with deep listening and mindful wonderment in learning about different trees in the same human-constructed Zoom grove. Our approach was guided by a lifescaping action research methodology designed for transformation during a time of eco-social crisis. Bradbury, Lewis, Imbury, 2019, Lewis, 2020, Lewis and Winkleman, 2017. Lifescaping action research is a process for engaging with others to bring about more desirable learning communities or organizations, Lewis 2020, Lewis and Winkleman 2017. When used in schools, lifescaping action research is an approach for groups to engage in inclusive and participative conversations that include students as co-researchers and bringing about possibilities for a more desirable learning community. Lifescaping, like, quotes, transmaterial worlding is a process of becoming through learning, in quotes, Simon and Salter, 2019, page 13. Lifescaping action research integrates dialogic appreciative practices to inform those involved in supporting individual development, learning power in schools, and peace in communities, Gergen and Gill, 2020. The methodology orients action researchers to look at the situation, dream about possibilities, take action, and share the results with the group or community involved. Although sounding sequential, lifescaping action research is nonlinear, and spiraling, multi-voice, dialogical process designed to deepen listening, understanding, and direction with those participating. If something is not working, talk with those involved, and experiment with something that might work better. It is a dialogical process. Drawing on Buber, 1970, in our research with trees, we asked ourselves, what would be the experience of individuals in different settings around the world if each attempted to develop a personal relationship with a tree? This language shifted the tree from an object, I it, to the tree as a subject, I thou. The research involved sharing stories about our trees with each other during a series of Zoom meetings. I will briefly summarize two stories about our trees that illuminate our eco-relational process that was influenced by transmaterial worlding and embodies a transmaterial worlding pluralverse process with each other as humans and trees. Nelly belongs to the Kikuyu community in central Kenya. She describes a big sycamore fig in her village as her tree, then explains how in her community, the sycamore fig is a sacred tree that gives meaning and hope, sharing, quote, "This sycamore fig has served as a village meeting place where peace has been brokered and where people have come together for years because they are called to listen to each other, empathize, and find common ground together," end quotes. Nelly's tree exists as a central member in her community where peace is brokered and where people come together. The tree reveals a form of membership in the community as a quiet elder who helps bring harmony to individuals, families, and even differing tribes. My tree is a western hemlock in my backyard in Portland, Oregon, USA. I chose it because of proximity and my desire to explore intergenerational play with my 3-year-old granddaughter as part of the study. During the study, we hugged the tree, we named the tree Hemlock, and in the 30 years I have known Hemlock, there is a spot under the hemlock where I practice Tai Chi and Qigong, a form of natural philosophy that embraces the Tao or way emerging from wu-wei, non-action naturalness. Under hemlock, I cultivate qi or qi, a fundamental vital energy, life force, breath. Qi flows through everything. My tree practice expanded, adding poetic celebration, playful engagement with my granddaughter, and making the tree the subject of a lithograph. What is most interesting is that of tree researchers explored feelings and developed their own experience with the tree, all but the co-researchers came together, supporting each other and becoming more of what we then planted ourselves in one in our Zoom grove. Unexpectedly, when Nelly shared her collectivist story, it revealed the layers of possession existing in my discourse, my yard, my tree, my granddaughter. Mindful wonderment about witness shifted the my into appreciating becoming within eco-relational networks, not as an isolated being or ego. Within the grove, we were able to practice and perform moments of becoming by eco-relational reconnecting to the wisdom of our trees. In the next section, I reveal cultivating moments of becoming in Forest Park, one of the largest urban parks in the United States. Participatory forest walking as eco-relational practice. Forest Park covers 5,100 acres of second growth trees in Portland. This section concentrates on eco-relational practices when walking with people. I share 5 participatory forest walking practices and then stories connected to people passing the other way on the trail and people walking with me, listening for the transmaterial process. Practices. Practice 1. I begin with a metta, a short positive phrase originating from Buddhism, loving kindness meditation, influenced by Sharon Salzberg and John Kabat-Zinn and other Western practitioners. My metta is a variant that integrates movement. Quote, may I be safe? You turn around at that point. May I be happy? You smile. May I be healthy? You pull your shoulders back and take a deep breath. May I be forgiving? Palms extended down. May I be self-compassionate? Arms crossed over chest. May I be thankful? Arms extended out in thanks. May I dwell? Arms overhead in the form of a roof. In love, hands in the heart shape. Peace, palms together. And live with equanimity and beauty, searching for something beautiful within sight. I recite the metta twice in the first person, I, then twice in the second person, you, and finally twice in the first person, we, moving from I to thou to all. Understanding that all includes the more than human world. Try it out slowly. It's not as complicated as it sounds. Practice 2, Qigong. Qigong is a practice of standing in a relaxed posture in order to cultivate balance and free up qi, life energy. One seeks to cultivate a center line through the top of one's head to the ground by standing in a natural, upright position with soft knees, relaxed shoulder, and focused breath. Chinese refer to qigong, chang, chang, as standing like a tree. My Tai Chi Sifu, venerable teacher, Fong Ha, grounded us by saying, we sit, we stand, we walk, everything else is commentary, unquote. This is an action-oriented practice. I found Eugene Genlin, 1981, focusing was helpful to me in cultivating a felt sense for centering. Practice 3, reciting poetry. Reciting poetry to trees came about after a comment made by Jon Kabat-Zinn at a Science for the Greater Good conference in Berkeley, when he talked about memorizing and reciting poetry as a Western way for cultivating awareness and focus. I selected core poets that aligned with my life's developmental arc. Poems range from Omar Khayyam to E.E. Cummings, Gary Snyder, A.R. Ammons, William Stafford, who lived in Portland, Robinson Jeffers, Mary Oliver, and Miss St. Vincent Millay, and Hafiz Sariz, and Issa, and myself. Here's a short poem of mine. Overhead. Stellar Jay screeches along the path, chipmunk scurries. Hairy woodpecker pounds a snag, woman walks, dog leashed. Ear pasted to iPhone, conversation out beyond the forest. She's in another world. I believe meditative poetry needs to resonate with an individual's feelings and lived experience and not be assigned or offered as a standardized list. My forest walking, quote, poetic sensibility, unquote, Claxton, 1997, was cultivated by memorizing one poem, then adding other poems as I got comfortable. The practice entails reciting words while remaining keenly aware of the forest by focusing on a specific tree, fern, etc. As a participatory practice, poetry is a path that fosters an eco-relationship with trees and being in this place, an immediate empiricism, Dewey. In 1905. At the same time, our movement as humans means we are capable of being in many places in divergent contexts, unlike trees who are truly committed to place. Being with trees cultivates an awareness that both you and the trees are brief eddies of capture swirling together momentarily in a vast geology of time. Nail, 2024. Practice 4. Trungpa, a Buddhist monk, wrote his warrior's vow as a meditation for what a person could do in a very troubled world. Rather than reciting his vow, I revised it to fit the forest where I walk and life I live. I cannot see the future and cannot change the way the world is, but by opening to the world as it is, making the choice to live into the mystery, into the indeterminacy, I may discover faith in life. Courage, compassion, and creativity are available to me and all human beings in our relationships with each other and the more than human world. Practice 5. Sutra is a Sanskrit term meaning thread, referring to concise statements or aphorisms that weave together core teaching in Eastern religions like Buddhism, Hinduism. I have written a number of sutras for forest walks. One came after reading how John Cobb, 2023, saw the universe infused with cosmic life, feeling, and experience. I wrote the Forest Park Sutra, feeling cosmic life, experiencing a gift. When walking, I repeat it over and over for about a quarter mile before changing to another sutra. In short, these are 5 forest walking eco-relational practices designed to deepen transmaterial world in awareness and understanding. In the next section, you will be introduced to people I pass by and people I walk with in Forest Park. Their conversations and actions bring our wandering transmaterial world in adventure narrative to a close. People. Walking along public trails in an urban park, no matter how large, means you're going to have people you pass by walking the other direction, people who run past or walk faster than you in the same direction, as well as people you walk with intentionally. In passing others moving in the opposite direction, your eyes usually meet. You might say hello and learn if they respond or not to any gesture or greeting. Most respond in kind and some do not. If meeting the same people on the trail day after day over a period of time, frequently years, you might introduce yourself or engage in a brief conversation because they happen to see you looking at a bird like a large crow-sized red-headed pileated woodpecker. This can evoke collective awe and mindful wonderment. Seeing a pileated woodpecker hammer away at a tree opens moments of becoming with where every other thought falls away as you and whoever happens to be around are transfixed by the action and opportunity to be with such a creature up close. I have been passing a wide range of folks during my nearly 30 years of walking in Forest Park. In order to make this section manageable, I focus on 3 trail buddies who have passed by or who walked with me occasionally or quite regularly. I like the milestone Ionian Greeks mentioned above. We met each other equal and free. I invited them to share what they value and experience in Forest Park. One trail buddy story involves Phil, a person I passed by for 5 years or more before we introduced ourselves. The other trail buddy stories involve individuals who have walked with me, and that means doing forest practices together. One is a neighbor, Diane, who is 10 years my senior and walks with me on Fridays. The other is a retired yoga teacher, Julie, who shared her interest in joining me in forest walking after hearing about my practices and conversation. First, my trail buddy Phil passes me as we walk from different directions on the same trail. Although walking in the same forest on the same trail, we are seeing it from different perspectives. When he is going down, I'm going up. When he has the sun to his back, I am looking into it. When we see each other, we stop and chat before going our different directions along the Wildwood Trail. He tells me walking in Forest Park is an essential part of his life that grounds him in seasonal cycles, such as experiencing the emergence of licorice fern in the fall and trillium flowers in the springs. He connects to the forest's dusty stress during the increasingly dry summers and feels relief when walking in the lush, moist landscape in winters. Our dialogue opens an awareness of the biological and social ecosystems in the forest. Phil shared how he enjoys his encounters with all flora and fauna. He appreciates the interesting mix of walkers and runners and conversations we might have. However brief, it is noteworthy how fellow walkers greet each other in the park as they would be loath to do so in neighborhood sidewalks. The forest somehow invites that exchange. The forest walks are both deeply personal and a social experience. Critters, large and small, fast and slow, on ground and in the air, are an important part of the experience. In quotes. The forest invites an ethical relationship. He tells me, quote, I assist slugs and snails off the trodden trail as they search for moisture in the summer. I relocate fallen clumps of moss or dislodge plants after a storm. I thus feel as though I am truly participating in the forested world. End quotes. The forest invites a deeper reflection on life. Phil shares, quote, the forest also offers perspective. While the trees are constantly being toppled by storms and erosion, the forest nonetheless is ageless. Many trees were there long before I was born and will be there after I pass, hopefully. The forest for me is thus a microcosm of what living is and should be about. Second, Diane was afraid to walk in the forest alone. I invited her to walk with me for 6 miles, one day a week. At 83, she is 10 years my senior and serves as a marker for navigating life's challenges and changes. Walking with me, she participates in my practices, reciting mettas, standing qigong, reciting poetry to the trees. I told her that I was writing this article and I wanted to explore as deeply as possible what she found valuable in our walks with me in the forest. She told me, quote, at first I was thinking companionship was person to person, but now that you have pointed it out, it's also plants, birds, light. It's the white, quote, wild geese announcing my place in the family of things, unquote, quoting from a Mary Oliver poem I recite to the trees. The two of us talked about walking and the meaning of companionship to her. She expanded, quote, for me, it's about trust. All topics are allowed, but there is no pressure to share. It's okay to walk in silence. Companionship, friendship takes time, unquote. Diane reflected on, quote, the routine and pattern trail time throughout the four seasons, watching the change in trees, bushes, flowers creates an awareness of the finality of our time here. Existing forever would not only be unpractical and selfish, it would be depressing. Being aware of changes that start in spring when plants begin to renew and moving to summer and fall when they typically are at their full display to finally winter. Resting reminds me that for all people and plants, there's a moving through space and time. It's all perspective. My time is different than my ancestors and different than my progeny, but better and not worse. Routine settles and calms me, creates expectations, unquote. Diane's favorite part of our walk is when we stop and practice qigong at a bridge that passes over a small brook. When I asked her why that is her favorite part, she told me, it slows me down to reflect. Life can be fast moving in a trivial way. Standing at the bridge forces me to calm with the brook and birds. The past 2 weeks after her hip surgery have been my bridge moment. In life, we don't need a bridge, but we rarely stop to reflect unless there is an object that stops the routine. And then we hopefully see what we've missed during the past day, week, or year. Third, Julie is a yoga master who was curious about my participatory forest practices. On our first walk, She offered me a new poem, Mary Oliver's When I Am Among the Trees. After I memorized it on another walk, she also offered a yogic chant when we came to an open clearing. Julie told me, quote, she considers Forest Park to be a cathedral. The trees hold the space. The birds, the flowers, the squirrels, even the rocks invite wonder and enhance beauty. If feeling precedes thought, being comfortable in the cathedral of trees invites opening, vulnerability, and trust, unquote. Our dialogue frequently involved talking about process philosophy, and she offered feedback on a draft of a PowerPoint I developed for the Center for Process Studies. What is process relational thought? My three trail buddies' words resonate with me, as I also feel a deep sense of connectivity with the forest. Their everyday sharing highlight a pluriversal, eco-relational, trans-material worlding process. Simon and Salter, 2019, capture the wisdom and challenge. Quote, transmaterial worlding requires that we rethink our relationships within our environment, and that we reposition ourselves from inhabiting the world to cohabiting, both separate us from our other materiality, to co-inhabiting. Co-inhabitation requires active stance to engage in and with our environment with an ethic of care and assumption of having some responsibility. Unquote, page 10. That is a big shift. Practicing mindful wonder and taking others on forest walks invites them to experience transmaterial worlding as a process to reposition understanding humans as co-inhabiting in and with others. Such experiential activities can be informal invitations or more formal courses, like when I taught counseling for equal participation at Portland State University. Transmaterial worlding is about fostering learning as a continuous process in life. Taking walks in the forest, practicing mindful wonderment repositions how we are in the world and with each other. By opening ourselves as continually learning, we invite profound individual experiences. But more importantly, we begin to reposition ourselves as co-inhabiting the world with greater awareness. Sharing my trail buddies' stories was an attempt to offer their everyday wisdom and how their connection with the forest matters to them. They are cultivating mindful wonderment. They are developing continuous, ongoing relationships with the more-than-human world and others in their local context. They are taking steps toward embodying living in an ecological civilization, as if leaning into Chinese zootological milestone question earlier. Where is the way? They are recognizing the Tao is a path, making our own way together. They are also living into an unarticulated transmaterial worlding process where they are cultivating the art of co-inhabiting in harmony with the natural world and within the culture where they dwell. Drawing on Robin Wall Kimmerer's 2014 invitation shared above in the third milestone, they are becoming indigenous to place by living as if their every child's future matters. They are learning to recognize that the land is the real teacher, and as such, they are becoming part of that place and larger community. They are leaning toward transmaterial worlding as an ecological civilization. That takes action. For example, since the 2025 drift toward fascism in the USA, our forest walk dialogues have resulted in more mutual aid and political action directed toward living as if every child's future mattered. Each trail buddy, in their own way, participated in community efforts to prevent Portland Electric from cutting down trees in Forest Park to make room for power lines planned to feed energy to a data center. Trail buddies and community members participated in the No Kings protests and protests opposing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, actions terrorizing undocumented individuals, families, and community in Portland. Conclusion. Hopefully, my community is moving beyond anthropocentric delusions. Hopefully, there are possibilities for living into a solar ethics of transmaterial worlding, care, motion, that embrace cohabitation with other people in the more than human world. Wandering with my community, including the more than human, open possibilities for sharing a transmaterial world in pluralverse with others. Wandering planted seeds of ecological civilization. A wandering way was made reciting metas, stopping to practice qigong by standing like a tree, sharing poetry with the forest, creating personal warrior's vow, chanting the Forest Park Sutra. Like Simon and Salter's 2019, a way was shown for enacting, quotes, human and non-human activity motivated by concern for ecological survival and social justice, where social is reframed to include a consideration for all peoples and ecosystems. This requires critically separating from anthropocentric ideology and moving into a new way of seeing oneself and humans in the world of vital matter and with whom we are in communication, in quotes, page 13. I have offered one path enhancing a pluralversal transmaterial world in process and understanding what it means to co-inhabit in and with our ecologies informed by solar ethics of motion, worlding, and care. We drifted in a process where we playfully wandered with mindful wonderment, explored an eco-relational mindset informed by pluralversal wisdom traditions, and heard about practices like lifescaping, action research, and participatory forest practices designed to nurture nature and human connectedness. Ultimately, there is no static spot where we will arrive at ecological civilization. There is no transmaterial worlding endpoint. There is no singular eco-relational gyrovague way. Ours is a pluralversal world and process, one where our human wanderings involve co-inhabiting with everything and everyone. Let our wandering bring many vibrant ways of becoming with Earth and possibilities for ecological civilization. References. Ames, Roger, 2024, Living Chinese Philosophy, Zotology as First Philosophy, Albany, New York, State of University of New York Press. Barad, Karen, 2007, Meeting the Universe Halfway, Quantum Physics and the Entanglement of Matter and Meaning, Durham, North Carolina, Duke University Press. Bollinger, David, 2014, Think Like a Commoner, A Short Introduction to the Life of the Commons. Gabriola Island, British Columbia, New Society Publishers. Hillary Bradley, Rolla Lewis, and Dusty Emery. Education Action Research with and for the next generation in Mertler's The Wiley Handbook of Action Research in Education, Hoboken, New Jersey, John Wiley and Sons, pages 7 to 28. Buber, Martin, 1970, I and Thou, New York, Charles Scribers and Son. Guy Claxton, 1997, Harebrained Tortoise Mind, Why Intelligence Increases When You Think Less, Hopewell, New Jersey, Echo Press. Clayton Philip, Archie, Kelly, Sachs, Yona, Steiner, Evan, 2021, The New Possible, Visions of Our World Beyond Crisis, Eugene, Oregon, Cascade Press. Cobb, John B., 2023, Cosmic Life in Bartosz, Toward a Philosophy of Cosmic Life, New Discussions and Interdisciplinary Views, page 9 to 16, Singapore, Springer. Christ, Eileen, 2019, Abundant Earth Toward an Ecological Civilization. Chicago, University of Chicago Press. Kupit, Don, Solar Ethics, London, SCM Press, 1995. Dewey, John, 1905, The Postulate of Immediate Empiricism. Journal of Philosophy, Psychology, and Scientific Methods, 2, number 15, page 393 to 399. Ekin, Kibara, 2007, The Philosophy of Chi, The Record of Great Doubts, New York, Columbia University Press. Escobar, Arturo, 2021, Now That We Know the Critique of Global Capitalism Was Correct, in Philip Clayton et al., The New Possible, Visions of Our World Beyond Crisis, Cascade Books, page 247 to 255. Escobar, Arturo et al., 2024, Relationality and Emergent Politics of Life Beyond the Human, London, Bloomsbury. Gearing, Lloyd, 2022, Christianity Without God, Wellington, New Zealand, Bridget Williams Books. Genlin, Eugene, 1991, Focusing, New York, Batem. Gergen, Kenneth, 2009, Relational Being, Beyond Self and Community, New York, Oxford University Press. Gergen, Kenneth. Gil, Shireto, 2020, Beyond the Tyranny of Testing, Relational Evaluation in Education. Goodchild, Melanie, 2022, Relational Systems Thinking, Journal of Awareness-Based Systems Change, 1, page 53 to 76. Graeber, David, 2024, The Ultimate Hidden Truth of the World, New York, Farrar and Strauss. Ha Fong, 1996, Yaqin and the Nature of Energy, The Fine Art of Doing Nothing and Achieving Everything, Berkeley, Summerhouse Publications. Karatani, Kojin, 2017, Isonomia and the Origins of Philosophy, Durham and London, Duke University Press. Kimmerer, Robin, 2014, Braiding Sweetgrass, Indigenous Wisdom, Science, Knowledge, and Teaching of Plants, Milkweed Editions. Kirio, Jacqueline, and Reason, Peter, 2021, Voicing Rivers Through Onopoetics, A Cooperative Inquiry, River Research and Applications, 37.1, pages 1 to 9. Lawson, Hillary, 2001, Closure, A Story of Everything. Lent, Jeremy, Eco-Civilization, Making a World That Works for All, New York, Melville House Publishing. Lewis, Rolla, 2023, What is Process Relational Thought? 20 Key Ideas, Rolla Lewis Center for Process Studies. Lewis, Rolla E., 2020, Lifescaping, Cultivating Flourishing School Cultures in McNaby, Gergen. Editors, The Sage Handbook of Social Constructionist Practice, London Sage, pages 321 to 331. Lewis Rolla, Linsky Susan, Swapna Moloki, and Christopher Cartwright, 2010, Mindful Wonderment, Using Focus Groups to Frame Social Justice, Journal for Social Action and Counseling and Psychology, 3, number 1, 82 to 105. Lewis, Rolla E., Salter, Leah, Mia, Yuki, Whitehouse, Peter, and Nelly. In Press, Lifescaping Action Research with Trees, a Grove in a Process, Pluralverse, Journal of Ecological Civilization Studies. Lewis E. and Winkelman, Peg, 2017, Lifescaping Practices in School Communities, Implementing Action Research and Appreciative Inquiry, New York, Routledge. Matthews, Freya, 2023, The Tao of Civilization, A Letter to China, London, Atham Press. Matthews, Freya, The Ecological Self, London, Routledge. Mesley, Robert, 2008, Process Relational Philosophy, An Introduction to Alfred North Whitehead, Templeton Foundation. Maraca, Barbara, 2016, Relational Values, A Whiteheadian Alternative for Environmental Philosophy and Global Environmental Justice, Balkan Journal of Philosophy, 8, page 19 to 38. Nass, Arnie, 2002, Life's Philosophy, Reason and Feeling in a Deeper World, Athens, Georgia, University of Georgia Press. Nell Thomas, 2024, Philosophy of Movement and Introduction, Minneapolis, Minnesota, University of Minnesota Press. Nell Thomas, 2020, Lucretius II, An Ethics of Motion, Edinburgh, University Press. Nell Thomas, 2015, The Figure of the Migrant, Stanford, California, Stanford University Press. Schotter, John, 2011, Getting It, Witness Thinking and the Dialogical in Practice, New York, Hampton Press. Gail Simon and Salter, Leah, 2019, Transmaterial Worlding Beyond Human Systems, Murmurations, Journal of Transformative System Practice, 2, pages 1 to 17. Solnit, Rebecca, 2026, The Beginning Comes After the End, Notes on a World of Change. Spretnik, Charlene, 2011, Relational Reality, New Discoveries of Interrelatedness that are Transforming the Modern World, Topsam, Green Horizon Books. Taylor, Mark C., 2014, Speed Limits, Where Time Went and Why We Have So Little Left, New Haven, Connecticut, Yale University Press. Vasilik, Bronka, 2022, Behavior as Relation Process, Linking Theory to Practice, Educational Psychology and Practice. Wallace, Glenn, 2020, An Anarchist Manifesto, New York, Warbler Press. Webb, Christine, 2025, The Arrogant Ape, The Myth of Human Exceptionalism and Why It Matters, New York, Avery. Whitehead, Alfred North, 1925, Science and the Modern World, Lowell Lectures, 1925, New York, The New American Library. The author would like to thank his trail buddies, Diane, Julie, Phil, and Dennis, and our More Than Human community participants for contributing to the meandering transmaterial worlding in Forest Park and beyond. The author would also like to thank Nellie and other members of the Grove for continuing to inspire me to listen to the wisdom of trees. Thank you.